there was a lot of problems. There was housing problems. There was some domestic violence. My mental health was suffering a lot, self-medicating with alcohol.
A mum of three who didn't want to be named explaining how she used to wear the bracelet. Before it helped her stop drinking, alcoholism was ruining her life.
We was moving from place to place. So there was a lot of things that rolled into one.
A lot of sort of chaos, as it were.
Yeah, definitely chaos. You can put it that way. Definitely chaos.
She volunteered to wear the bracelet as part of a scheme run by the Family Drug and Alcohol Court. Over a cup of coffee, she told me it helped her prove she was sober and prove she was capable of being a parent.
It's given me that longer length of sobriety, and obviously the longer you're in sobriety, the more chance you've got of staying sober. I mean, I was 6 months sober on Monday.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I believe I'd never want to go back to how I was. And it's just impossible to drink with it on. It's just, yeah, the longer...
It gets you into the habit of sobriety.
Definitely, definitely.
We're very proud of her, and she is rightly very proud of what she has achieved.
That's Judge Nicholas Crichton of the Family Drug and Alcohol Court, speaking to me at the court's offices in the grounds of the children's charity Quorum. Judge Crichton explained its pioneering approach, bringing together parents and social services to form a problem-solving court.
I have specialised in family law. I've done nothing else for 20-something years. And I became very depressed with just removing child after child after child from the same family and not seeing anything change. And this seems to me, from every point of view, to be a far better way of dealing with people. We have been trialling for the last 6 months an ankle bracelet which detects the use of alcohol. If we have a parent whom we are worried may be using alcohol or maybe trying to mislead us about the use of alcohol, this technology enables us to find out up-to-the-minute information as to whether they're using alcohol.
And so does this allow you to have more confidence if you are allowing a child to stay with a parent? Does it give you that extra bit of confidence that might allow you to make that kind of decision?
Yes, exactly that. It gives us confidence in the parent's sobriety.
For one mother, not having her child grow up in care has been a prize beyond price.
They wanted to put my youngest child into foster care. I don't know what I would have done, you know, if that happened, and what it would have done emotionally to her as well. So I think this is part of this as well, is keeping families together. They're doing their best here to do that, and that's really, really important.